This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me this morning is Barbara Neff. She's the executive director of an amazing event down on the shoreline of Connecticut, SailFest, down in New London. 2022, SailFest has returned, bigger, better, and a little bit different. We'll get into all that with Barbara. So Barbara, let's just, you know, overview. Things are a little bit differently this year than things have been in the past.
Yeah, we it's definitely different. We have a new restaurant located on one of the piers this year, so we're working around that. That'll be open on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and that's typically where our main stage and our beer tent was going to be. But there's a restaurant down there now where people can pull their boats into and support the restaurant down there. That's called City Dock.
Yeah. And no, SailFest, one of those things, it's staple of the shoreline area. You got events coming up. It's Friday, July 8th through the 10th. It's next weekend. 3 p.m. to 10 on Friday, 10 to 11 Saturday, and then Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. The biggest thing is, you know, everyone's the fireworks. There's always the fireworks. Everyone talks about and raves about the fireworks. But there's other things that happen during SailFest. I mean, you have the road race. There's the vendors. There's food. There's music. And I was looking through. I mean, the schedule is jam-packed this year. Was it difficult to get people excited about SailFest, or was like the urge there, you just kind of had to open the gates?
Well, that's funny. So the businesses were, chomping at the bit. They definitely are ready for a SailFest. They're ready for people to come downtown New London and support the businesses. It's been a little difficult this year. We haven't had SailFest in 2 years. So things are a lot different. Things are a lot more expensive than we've dealt with in the past. Because we moved our main stage to the Parade Plaza this year, that's a big change. Our beer tent and our main stage is at the Parade Plaza with the whale tail. We brought in a new vendor. We're going to be doing we're going to have oyster shucking over there, so you'll be able to purchase oysters at that. Our beer tent is a craft beer tent, so we have Tux Brewery, which is from New London, that just made a limited edition SailFest Pale Ale, and you'll only be able to get it for 10 days. We'll be serving it at our beer tent, and you'll be able to get it at some of the local restaurants, the Draft Choice, the Social, the Oasis. We're also bringing in Gray Sail, Subduction, and Whalers Brewery. So we have a lot of great local breweries that are participating this year. And then we have Bud Light and Yingling for all those people who like the run-of-the-mill beers. We'll have those too.
And one
so that's a big change.
One thing I'm pretty interested in, because I do woodworking, the New England Wood Carvers are going to hold an exhibit.
And that's also new.
And that's one of the things, you know, Connecticut, that area, New London, the harbors and along the shoreline, Connecticut has a very rich history of boat building. So to bring that part of it in, you know, the woodworkers, the wood carvers in that boating community, that's pretty cool to see.
Yeah, and we're going to have a gentleman on Saturday who's going to be doing a 6-foot lighthouse, making it on at the event, carving it out. So that should be really cool to see. We have that, and that's going to be located on Bank Street.
And now the road race is coming up on Sunday the 10th. Is there still room to register? Could people, you know, how do people get in if they want to go run along the beautiful shoreline on a nice Sunday morning?
Yeah, we have the SailFest K Road Race sponsored by Dime Bank, and Kelly's Pace is also coordinating it. And you can register right on the SailFest website for it. There's a link right on there.
That's excellent. And that's sailfest.org. I've been perusing the website a little bit, kind of getting ready. And I, you know, like we said, the fireworks are the main attraction. Now, as if people have gone down the past to SailFest versus this year, has the layout changed? Should people be expected to park in the same area? Is there a new scheme to things this year?
Well, you know, like we said, because it's 2 years that's gone by, definitely things have changed a little bit. Friday night, we just have our waterfront with amusement rides and food vendors. And then Saturday, we have vendors lining the streets. We always have two parking garages in downtown, South Water Street and Gene O'Neill. And is also there's a little, you know, different little lots that people have that you can park in. We suggest you get here by 3 o'clock because the traffic can get very busy. Amtrak's running two trains out of New Haven, and you can find those on our website. And then after the fireworks, they run a train back to New Haven. So if you don't want to sit in traffic and you don't want to pay for the extra gas, jump on the Shoreline East trains and take it into New London. That's a great way to get here.
That's you know, it's one of those things that parking is, I don't want to say limited, but it is expansive if you have to park and walk a little bit of a ways. And one of the things, you know, like you mentioned, commuting down there, whether it's Amtrak, the I've always been a big fan of the water taxi. It's kind of a cool little thing.
I'm glad you've taken that.
It's a cool little thing. You know, it's just one of those awesome little kind of hop on the boat, get to where you're going. So the taxi looks like it's going to be running this year also.
Yeah, so down on our waterfront, we have the Thames River Water Taxi, which you could park in Fort Trumbull and take it back and forth to downtown New London, so you really don't even have to come in downtown if you don't want to. Or you could just jump on it and take it for an hour ride. And it leaves 10 minutes after the hour on City Pier. Now that you're talking about the waterfront, we also have the Amistad that's going to be available for free tours down on the waterfront. And that's our sails and sail fest. You can learn about the tall ship from Connecticut, the Amistad.
And that's, I mean, it's like, oh, it's a big boat, blah, blah, blah. But until you see it and there's just what went into it and working on it, it's an amazing sight, and it's history right here in Connecticut that you can go and see and touch and feel and embrace yourself in.
That's a great point. And the Custom House Maritime Museum that will be open on Bank Street also has displays in maritime displays in the Custom House that coincide with the Amistad tall ship. So,
and one thing Sailfest has always been big on is the live music and the things for people to do. And I mean, I'm looking, this season's schedule is jam-packed. Anyone you excited to see or kind of want to get people's attention for a little bit?
So we have the Coast Guard band starting off on Friday at our main tent, and everybody loves that. But we have such a diverse group. We have the Jeremy Beck band with heavy horns. We have a dance group that's coming in. We have two local guys, Brian Jay and Frank Grahams, that are coming in that are performing. We have the Julios, which is a New London band. And then we have, if you love to dance, we have a Shaded Soul, and they're a great dance band. And then we come back on Sunday, and we have a couple good bands coming in on Sunday. We have a Red Light coming in on Sunday, which is another great band. And we have a whole Latin stage on Saturday at the Hygienic Art Park. So if Latin music's your thing. And then, you know, what's great is we have the Social and Hot Rods, and they all have live music too, so if you don't like what's playing at our stage, stop at one of the bars and check out what they have going on.
Because it is. It's definitely a town thing. You know, New London is very proud of Sailfest, and everyone kind of pitches in and does their own little thing to make it extra special for the people that are coming down to the community.
Yes, you're right.
So now,
and so we do a family day on Sunday. And we have a pirate invasion, you know, we have hula hoop lessons. So on Sunday, you know, it's a big family day. We have amusement rides down here. And just seeing the people from the community come down and enjoy themselves after everything we've been through is great.
Yeah, and that's one of the things, you know, over the past, like, the past 2 years, this hasn't gone on. People are kind of itching to get outside, do things again, get back out in the community, see friends they haven't seen, eat some amazing food. It's down by the shore, so you know you're going to get some great seafood. And there's so many things to do. Sailfest.org. And my guest this morning is Barbara Neff. She's executive director of Sailfest 2022. It's back. It's bigger than ever. It's been 2 years in the making, we should say. And, you know, you've been doing this a little while. You've been arranging this and getting this thing going. And I ask a lot of my guests this. Is there one thing of this event that you wish people just kind of paid a little bit more attention to, that you think kind of goes under the radar?
That's funny you ask that, because, you know, really, I really want you to stop in our local businesses. I mean, it's great. We have vendors on the street, but we have so many great local businesses. We have Studio 33 that has lovely nautical artwork. We have the Thames River Gallery where the woodworkers are going to be in front of. We have Flavors of Life, which is another great store. So don't just stop at the vendors. Go in the local businesses because we have a record shop, the Telegraph. We just have a lot of really cool businesses, and we just want you to come and support those too.
And like I said, you got some great seafood, but you're also going to have some great barbecue. So you can kind of, it's a win-win in my mind.
That's one thing SailFest has. Don't come down if you're on a diet. We have a lot of great food.
Go down, bring some extra wet wipes, enjoy the day, enjoy the weekend. It's a beautiful place down there. SailFest 22 happening July 8th through the 10th. It's southeastern Connecticut's premier summertime event. I can vouch for that. Many summers sat in a dinghy watching fireworks down there in the harbor. It's a beautiful place. Barbara, thank you for joining me this morning. I appreciate it. And let's just get some people down the SailFest to have a great time. Because
thank you very much.
You know, great things like this event happen all the time right here at home in Connecticut.
A lot of really cool businesses, and we just want you to come and support those too.
And like I said, you got some great seafood, but you're also going to have some great barbecue. So you can kind of, it's a win-win in my mind.
That's one thing SailFest has. Don't come down if you're on a diet. We have a lot of great food.
Go down, bring some extra wet wipes, enjoy the day, enjoy the weekend. It's a beautiful place down there. SailFest 22 happening July 8th through the 10th. It's southeastern Connecticut's premier summertime event. I can vouch for that. Many summers sat in a dinghy watching fireworks down there in the harbor. It's a beautiful place. Barbara, thank you for joining me this morning. I appreciate it. And let's just get some people down the SailFest to have a great time. Because
thank you very much.
You know, great things like this event happen all the time right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.